On WFUV, it's called Our Deliverance, and it is brand new from the Indigo Girls, who are live here with us here. This is Dennis Elsis, and the harmonies and the lyrics and the beauty of the music. And you have this slogan I was talking about before about the social side of things, but you have this slogan, rock is cool, but the struggle is better, which I guess is something about that, you know, rock is cool and the music is great, but there are issues that folks need to turn their attention to every so often.
Yeah, that's from a song called Go. I think, you know, some people have written it up on their little posters or whatever, cool kind of underground things that happen that you don't know about. And, yeah, I just kind of meant, I mean, I was walking down the street, I guess, and there was all this great reggae music playing, and that's what came to me for some reason. Just the idea that there's a certain amount of hip factors to certain kinds of music, and it goes in trends and waves, and what's hip one day is not hip the next, et cetera, et cetera. And I guess I was just trying to say that, you know, rock is cool, or this is cool, or that is cool, but, you know, the thing that, for me, the meat of the matter is the struggle that we're involved in, and the rebellion, and all gathering in one place to rock out means so much more than just the music you're listening to, but just the act of being in a unified group of people to do anything, you know? So that's kind of what I was trying to talk about.
I also noticed on the record, again, we just have this advance, but you almost, there's single writing credits for each of you, mm-hmm. and it almost alternate. When you sequencing the album, is that part of the sequencing that you think about, or is it just, no, this will be better than this, or do you also think about, no, I want my song, no, I want my song.
No, it just kind of works out. I mean, it's not strict Amy, Emily. You know, there are a couple songs, I think, of mine that are in a row or whatever, but it's just really, it's meant to present a balance in terms of the differences in the songs and also our voices and also the differences in tempo and also what instrumentation was used in the production and so on. So we just try to put the songs together, the ebb and flow from the end of one song to the beginning of the next. I mean, we listen very closely to the beginnings and the ends and just put it together the best we think it flows.
Great. Well, the album is, I guess it was supposed to be in stores today or tomorrow.
Yeah, it was.
But, we pushed it back a couple weeks. Yeah, it's March 12th is the
March 12th
release date.
And Peter Collins, once again, working with Peter, right?
Yeah.
And Bob Clearmountain, that's something new.
Yes, right. It is.
Who is an amazing mixer and
he really is. Yeah.
We had the dream team on this record.
We didn't
know Peter was going to work with us, and we asked him just to come in and give us some advice, and he ended up staying. And then out of the blue, I was like, do you think you could put a call into Bob Clearmountain and see if he would mix it for us? And he just had room in his schedule and did it. I mean, it's a very, very big honor to have him mix a record. So
your fans will want to know, when will you be back in our area so that they can hear this new album live?
This summer.
Okay.
Definitely. We're coming through and doing a whole tour, and we'll be doing a show. We'll have our band with us, but we'll also play alone. You know, it'll be a real mixed bag.
Great. So you'll let us know, and we can let the folks know.
We sure will.
Yeah. The show tonight is sold out downtown at the Bowery Ballroom, but, you know, we'll have our folks down there. We'll be back with reports.
Cool.
I would love for you guys to do another one, but unless you're going to jump in and tell me, yes, we can, I have a
no,
feeling
that we've got to go to soundcheck.
Yeah, they got to go to their gig.
We love this station, so we really appreciate WFUV. It's a great station. Okay.